the other person could have, let's say, a red mark or a scratch. Hey everybody, this is David Conway. Welcome to the Problem Solver Show. Every single Thursday at 4:30, we're live here at Sticky Pot Studio talking about problems in the community, what we can do to help people. David Conway, a problem solver, 17 years, retired police officer, helping people solve problems every single week. Danny Miner, co-host. We have Beja Rivera, who's another beautiful co-host. And then today we have a special guest, which is Robert Paisola with Western Capital International.
David, it's a pleasure. We have been talking for over a year to get this done. We finally found a timeline. I'm glad to be here in Las Vegas with you.
We made it. We flew him in all the way from Hong Kong. Not joking.
Really?
No.
He was overseas.
The problem solver jet flew in Robert Paisola from Hong Kong.
That's right.
And he's here today. And Robert, like I said, I can't believe it's been a year.
Yeah.
And we've been following each other on social media, and I wanted to bring you on. I figured this is a great time to meet you here, kind of interview, see what you're doing. You're a live, vocal, passionate person, which is amazing.
Yes, and we have a large voice, and we handle issues that people don't want to deal with. We talk about things that people don't want to talk about, and you know what? We really work hard to be able to fix people's problems. Sometimes people think they don't know what to do. They have to go to an attorney, or they've got to figure something out on their own. We're just there, just like exactly like you are, Dave. That's why I love your show so much. That's why I'm here. So, you know, problem solver part two, maybe, you know?
Absolutely. No, I appreciate you coming to the show. I think you have a lot to offer, and I know you have a lot of things going on. So let's recap in regards to Robert. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Sure.
So give us a little bit of the backdrop of Robert.
Okay. I went to Brigham Young University in Utah.
Okay.
I went there on a scholarship, believe it or not. I don't know if I'd ever qualify again, but I went there on a scholarship, full scholarship. And I was able to spend time there, bought a house in Utah. And then I moved to Las Vegas. I was able to move my company, Western Capital, here into Las Vegas, hired some fantastic people, and got some amazing connections. So we got here at the right time, and we started about 7 years ago, and we became the people... We became an online influence where people would know where to call if they had an issue, and we would resolve issues. We have debt collectors who destroy people. I mean, and you know how difficult it is financially right now. It's difficult, guys.
Sure.
And it's so tough because they don't know what to do. You get the telephone ringing, and all of a sudden you don't know what to do. You're afraid to run to your mailbox. So what we do is we get involved and we stop it. And that's online right now. All you got to do is just type my name and I think it's a. You'll see it online. It's amazing.
So you help people with debt collection.
Yeah,
that they're calling?
Yeah. And the interesting part of this is I come from a debt collection background. I used to own a 300 seat debt collection company. I sold that out to Household Bank, and I was very, very lucky, very, very blessed. I then came here, and then in 2016, I decided to pick up some Bitcoin, and things just moved along right from there.
Yeah, some residual income now.
I think we have a little bit of fun. We're having a great little bit
before
of
he
time.
Leaves. We have to shake him down for some Bitcoin. I hear some change in his pockets.
I'm hearing a free dinner tonight.
It's a little piggy bank. We're just going to shake him out.
That's it. You know, and so it's just been an experience. But there's been no roadmap to build what we built. Okay. Like it's been 17 years of hard work. But what we've learned is that the internet in the digital domain is ours. We have figured it out. We've learned to syndicate. We're all over the world with our podcast right now, and we bring value. And I tell people every single day, you know what? If I don't bring value to you, I'm not going to talk to you. You know, and we do a podcast every other day.
I'm glad that you feel that way, because there's a lot of one-sided people that's like, oh, if you can bring value to me, I want to talk to you. But there's very few people that's like, hey, well, if I can't bring anything to your life, then why am I talking to you? You know what I mean?
I think you remember we talked about that with Clubhouse. A lot of people on Clubhouse are these self-desired coaches and mentors, right?
Right.
Well, I'm the guy that taught them how to be a coach and a mentor. Yet they're out there trying to sell their packages. No, that's immoral. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. You don't take Mrs. Jones's last $5,000 and take advantage of her. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we get involved between you and your problem, and we resolve it. And I say we resolve it. We have all the data to back it up, and when our win rate is over 90%, we also fight people if they're having credit problems. We actually go to federal court. We actually fight FCRA federal FCRA violations and FDCPA. We record everything. And listen, I'll just say something, Dave. As a tip to your guests, if you're going to be involved in any type of a business transaction or anything that's going to be have to be documented. If it's not documented, it did not happen.
Right.
Right.
So I challenge every viewer we have around the world right now. We're being syndicated all over the globe. Guys, if you have to go out, get yourself a recorder and record everything, because that's the only way you're going to be able to verify what's truly happening. And our clients do that now, and we get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of tapes.
But a lot of it, you can record someone, and if you don't let them know that you're recording them, it wouldn't even be held up in court.
Okay, so here's how you answer that question. We have a switch out of New York. Mm-hmm. We have our telephone number is 1-800-373-8913. It goes through New York switch. All of our calls are automatically routed and are automatically recorded. And it says right at the beginning of the call, if you dial that number, it's going to say all calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. And if you notice, if you ever call,
you call it, is it going to automatically record just everything?
Everything.
Like instead of you recording from your phone?
No,
like
no. We have a switch that records everything, so everything is documented.
Okay.
And again, because if I need to pull that up, I can say no, that's not what you said. And right. So when you come back at me 3 years and say, you know, this is what happened. Nah. That's
I always laugh when someone calls me that way. I say, can you do me a favor? Can you call me back on a non-recorded line?
Exactly.
I'm not allowed to speak on a recorded line. I just say to see what they say. And I'm like, I'm
sorry. I love that. I love that. Well, excuse me. Who are you?
You're allowed to, though.
Who are you? Yeah. That's. I love that. I love that idea, Dave. I'm going to try that. Yeah.
I would say, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to speak on an unrecorded line. Can you just call me back on unrecorded
line?
And they're like, what are you talking about? Probably nobody ever says that in general.
Yeah. Or you know, I'm really curious. How did you get my number? Nobody really has my number. It's secured. No, you can't even pull my license plate. Help me understand how you got my number. And you're calling me right now. So let me just be real clear with you. Everything you're saying, every word is being recorded and transcribed and will be used in federal court against you because you're going to mess up. And I guarantee you, if you spend 30 minutes on the phone with me, there's no way I'm not going to make $10,000. So are you ready to play? Are you ready for the games? Let's go. That's how we do business, guys.
Cool. He's right to the point
now,
here.
If you want it, come get it.
Yeah.
We're ready.
From now on, if I get any phone calls, like hold on 1 second. Let me call.
Right.
Let me call Robert. Let me do a quick three-way.
Honestly, that's what people do. Really? We got a guy out of jail last night in the middle of the night. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I got a call from back east, and you know I'm not an attorney. I hire attorneys, but I'm not an attorney.
Okay.
Because I don't have to have a bar number.
I always say I'm not an attorney, but I play one on TV.
There you go. That's it.
I'm not sure if you know. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. So let's just recap. So in regards to debt collection calling and credit problems.
Yeah.
So let's recap on this.
Okay.
In regards to debt collections, if I wanted to call your company, tell me who the consumer should be. It's someone that has debt. It has to be a certain amount of money, $5,000, $10,000. What's the story?
No. There's two types. There's going to be personal debt, and then there's going to be corporate debt.
Okay.
Corporate debt is when you have a business and you start a company like this beautiful place we're at right now, and they get into financial problems. We're the guys that go on site and we will work with them and fix their financial issues.
Okay.
They will call us and we'll actually show up and we will fix their problems. And we will contact their creditors. We'll negotiate that $25,000 down to $100 because they're scared to death of talking to us. So in other words, we're the gatekeeper.
Okay.
In order to get to you, Dave, they've got to go through me. And dealing with me is not exactly the most pleasant experience.
I can tell.
You know,
it's really not. Someone handcuff them.
Yeah, handcuff me, please.
So debt collection and credit problems. If someone has it, they can call your company, which is Western Capital.
Yeah, or you can go online to, I think it's legal at Western, no, legal at mycollector.net. That's one of our websites.
What we're going to do is I'm going to link up and on the problemsolver.vegas on our app and my number. I'll make sure that, you know, your information is there so people can get with you when they have a problem.
And I do just want to say this one thing to our listeners and viewers around the world. We're going to give you USA numbers, so you need to make sure the prefixes that you dial are USA-based because it's very, very important. We've put casts out, and they're not able to reach people like David, not able to reach our associates, very close friends, unless you put that prefix. So we'll get those out for you. If you have any questions, please contact our office, and we'll help you out.
Okay, great. So bottom line is debt collection, credit problems, they can contact you to get some help and you can work them through the situation.
Absolutely.
Does it make a difference if it's personal debt at all?
No, personal debt is actually probably the easiest right now because you have to realize, say for instance, it's a company like Citibank. Citibank is going to send a CD-ROM and they're going to upload the data. They're going to say how much this person owes, their name, their address, maybe their phone number, maybe the last time they made a payment. That's all. Now, guess what, guys? That is illegal. You have to be able to prove to me what's called the date of last activity. And if you guys are taking notes, please do so because it's going to help you out as you go through your credit restoration process. So if you're dealing with personal credit, that's the way you handle it. If you're going to do business credit, Dun & Bradstreet. When we work with people who are trying to build businesses, they say, Rob, we want to build a business. How do we do it? Well, you got to get an EIN. You got to get it done in Brad Street number. You got to have friends. You got to have friends. You got to have friends. And you have to have coaches. And that brings me to my next point. Coaches and mentoring.
Is the 2 year still applicable to?
No, actually, what happened, guys, this is something that just happened the first this month. Anything on your credit bureau that relates to a hospital or a medical bill must be deleted.
I'm talking about the business credit. Sorry.
On business credit, it's 2 years. That's correct.
Okay.
And I would strongly suggest you don't dial down Red Street and say I wanted to get a file because they're going to charge you $3,000. Now I'm going to tell you right here, just because I'm a friend of Dave's. What you tell them is I need to get set up with the federal government to become a vendor. Okay, and I need to get a special number, and they have a special department, and you'll get it in 24 hours at zero cost. So when they ask you for $3,000, laugh at them and say thank you, but I need the number.
What is that, like the Lexington Law? Like
No. We actually think we bought that company. I'm not sure, but no, yeah, we don't do Lexington Law. But
I'm saying those are the type of companies.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
ask
and
for
basically
that type of thing.
The old way of doing this used to be you send out letters to people, and they wait for them to respond, right? That it doesn't work because it happens within seconds now, mm-hmm. You know, and so that's the old
so,
way.
So you were saying if you have medical debt on your credit report,
yes,
that shouldn't be on there, or it should be deleted after 2 years.
It will be deleted immediately.
Okay,
I'm talking as of today. Call and pull your credit report, guys. Congress has enacted a law that said you have the ability to pull a copy of your credit report once a year, and because of COVID, they've done it a few more times.
Yeah.
But if you go to annualcreditreport.com, you can pull a tri-merge report.
That means
all three reports. And you can look at that report, and then you can dispute the items on the report. Now, I'm going to say one more thing that's very important, Dave, because this just happened the other day. If you are a victim of sexual trafficking at any time in your life or anything that's ever happened to you, the law, because of the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has stated that during the pendency of that period, there is no proof required that all of those items on your credit report must be removed. So if something happened to you in your life or you were abused by your husband, I'm not going to get into the details because I'm not a lawyer, but I will tell you it happened. And if all you got to do is type in CFPB sexual trafficking, and people were clearing their credit reports because of that. That's
they don't ask for any proof?
That's live data as of today.
And there's no proof needed, like police report? Or
were you a victim of sexual trafficking? Yes. Thank you.
But you said even wife, so that's somebody that's been married that just was using their credit, even if they were,
yep.
I would say, like...
You have to use your credit. She was abused. So
right.
Yeah.
If she was
beat by her husband or something happened, you know, if there's... And if you have documents, obviously that helps. Mm-hmm. But most of these companies don't want anybody to know this.
Right.
Most credit companies would freak out if they watched this
How
video.
How far can you backtrack from that?
Clear to the time you were born.
What do we call it again? It's
called the law. What you're going to do is you're going to go to Google, and I wasn't prepared for this, so bear with me, guys.
Okay.
Go to Google, and you're going to type in the CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They just put out a press release, and it's for sexual abuse victims. Now, what is a sexual abuse victim? It's very, very open. It means you were a victim of trafficking, you were a victim of assault, something happened to you. And during that period of time at which you were a victim of that assault or that during the pendency of that, that all comes off. Now, you have the responsibility to craft a letter, and we can help you. David obviously can help you. We can help you craft a letter to be able to get that off, and believe me, all those late payments are gone because...
So Johnny Depp can now be free of any issues.
Johnny Depp is my man, and I've
been watching
he's the guy. He's the guy. I love the guy because he's got just kind of a calm personality, and there's no way a guy like that... I just can't lie. I just don't know how to lie. And Amber sits over there, and she's like, well, okay. And you just know. You get a feeling after you do this enough times.
There's so many videos in like TikTok and Instagram. Yeah. And like it's like kind of crazy.
Yeah.
On the whole situation, but watching him is kind of sad, but it's also comical,
yeah,
in regards to like how the court is taking place back and forth.
But at the end, the day, I mean, if all we have to do is look at the results, say when Johnny Depp walks outside, what happens? Yay, go!
Right.
So let's now take this to 12 jurors.
Right.
There's no chance.
Take it to the people.
There's no chance.
Oh, yeah.
He's
sitting
there drawing pictures, eating candy. He just is having a great time.
Right.
Amber is scared to death. Now, I know more about the case. I can't talk about it for private reasons, but you're going to see how it ends. It's going to be amazing.
How much more time about this case?
And the jurors that have been, through that kind of abuse.
Well, I am not here to support the Me Too thing to be able to start something like that. But what I am saying is that if they've been through something like that and you are in the public eye, guys, I don't care. And I'll tell you this right now. If you are going to be successful in any way, there are going to be people who are going to come after you viciously.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, what you do. They're coming after you. And so you know what? You just have to have tough skin. If you want to be successful, no matter what success looks like for you, that's what you have to do.
All right. So in regards to debt collection, we talked about credit problems. We talked about the CFPB press release, sexual abuse victims that can help in regards to credit, which is very, very interesting. In regards to, all right, you mentioned before that you were like a coach and a mentor.
Yeah.
Are you doing any of that now?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I've told this story many times. You know, guys, we were never expected in our lives to say, here, take 3 weeks off of your life and just give one for the team, right? Nobody ever expected that from us. Then all of a sudden, 2 years later, things are still happening. 2.5 years later, things are still happening. But what people have done is they've adapted because of Zoom. I can't tell you how many hundreds of Zooms I've been on. I don't want Zoom anymore. I want to be live.
Right.
Okay? I want to be in front of somebody to be able to help them one-on-one. So we have been able to figure out that people that have the problems, it's not just going to be a Zoom. We're going to try to do whatever we can, because when I was over at the Trump Organization, I taught the coaches and the mentors how to do what they do. So all these people online that are talking about how great they are and what they do and how amazing their life is, and they charge you $15,000 for their program, I probably wrote the content for it, me and my friends. Think about that.
Wow.
Scary.
So let me ask you a question. So if somebody wants a coach or a mentor in general, like, what's the best way of finding it? I know there's different people out there that are, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been to probably 20 seminars, but I went to the seminars that were like the 3 days or the 1 day.
Yep.
There's always another seminar.
Yep.
But I will share with you. I mean, I have been successful, even though there's other people much more successful with buying real estate because of the seminars, where at least it pushed me to take some action.
Absolutely.
And, you know, maybe not be as nervous, but I have been successful of the smaller seminars. Maybe the most was spent was $1,000 and maybe divided by two people, because you're always allowed to bring somebody.
I've never been
to the bigger seminars.
And I guess the question would be, what you noticed and what you're feeling is you're feeling that sense of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, Dave, that you're going to get a call next Thursday at 1 o'clock and they're going to hold you accountable. You see, people don't come to me and say, oh, Rob, you're doing a good job. And for me to tell them how great things are. Well, that's not the part of the game. We push you way beyond your bounds. You're making $1 million. What in the heck happened to you? $1 million a year? That's all you're making? Really? What happened? Okay. And they do not understand why we do that. Because we take them, no matter where they're at, to the next level, right? So you said you went to the seminar. You spent $1,000. You actually got somebody to work with. And that accountability factor is the key, because you knew that you only had so many excuses, right?
Well, what's interesting about the seminars, when you do the 3 days or the 1 day for the real estate, it's not really, it's someone pushing you and you're like, wow, I need to do more. But I never had like that. I never got like the program where like Danny's calling me and say, hey, what's going on? Did you call 100 people today?
Yeah.
I never had that.
Yeah.
My thought process was that.
Now you do, because I'll take care of you. I got you covered, buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Send him the invoice.
No, but that's what it's about. I mean, we're gonna provide you the content. There's many, many companies that people be able to do this. But you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful, because everything we say, every word we're saying, even right now, is being recorded and transcribed for distribution around the world. So you have to be careful. You can't make false claims. You can't say, I went out and bought a 90 complex last week. You can't say that. There's people like Grant Cardone, which I'm dead straight. Hi, Grant. How you doing? I don't agree with what you do. I've read your disclaimers and it's a scam. But I'll tell you what. I stand firm because we understand the law and we hire attorneys to tell us what's right. With what you've gone through, you had people give you content that made you sharp. Then you went to the internet and you exploited it. You went and got more information. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Made it the best. And so what we're doing right now is we're actually buying properties in Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Indianapolis, Indiana, Columbus, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan. Now, how did I come up with that list? I just found out about that last night. And then there's a venture capital. And I don't know how anybody feels about this, but venture capital firms are purchasing right now real estate. They're buying up the real estate. All your neighbors, they're not buying. It's not Mrs. Jones who's buying that house next door. Okay?
Okay.
It's all coming from a VC. It's coming from a VC fund. And we are representing those VC funds and we're finding properties, including huge neighborhoods. So there's certain specifics. If you want to learn about that, contact our offices. Just replay this tape over and over 100 times and you'll get it.
So let's go back one drop. Okay, so since you were a coach, the seminars that are $20,000 for like real estate, do you believe those are good or you believe that some scams? You got to be careful. Like, which ones did you like? I mean, you were a part of that. What do you call that? The circuit. You were part of that circuit.
Okay.
So what's your feeling about that?
My personal opinion is I made a lot of money doing that. Okay. At the time we did it in Utah and everything was based out of Utah. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And it still is. We would do seminars and then we would go to the 3-day and then we would go to the 5-day. They're very valuable. They bring a lot of information. However, people love to be told what to do. People don't have an idea of how to even get from A to B. Love having that guidance. And that's what they're paying for. That's why they're paying $25,000 to Rob Pizzola to show up in their neighborhood. We actually get on a plane, go to Detroit, and we buy property with you. That's real. And that happens as of today, because that's the way we've been doing it. And that's what you pay for. But we guarantee you're going to make money on it.
Because they're helping you. You're helping them take
absolutely
action.
Absolutely. You're taking action. And you're using money. And we have people that, I mean, if a deal's funded where you're buying lower than value, I've got tons of money for that. That's real, you know? So all you have to do is just go find the deals or whatever.
So certain training that's out there, it's okay in general. Why do you, I follow Grant Cardone. What's your reason why you are in disagreement with Grant Cardone?
He started with life insurance, right? Am I correct?
I can't even, I don't even want to start tell you where Grant Cardone started.
And I've been to his seminars.
Okay, okay. It's great motivation. It's a great thousand, if you want to spend $1,000 and be motivated, go to Grant Cardone's seminar in Miami. It's awesome.
Right.
Okay, but what happened is I was listening in one of his rooms on Clubhouse, as I told you about. It's turned into a cesspool. I do not like Clubhouse. They can say whatever they want. They've lost their appeal. Grant Cardone started telling people, give me $1,000, $1,000, and you can be a partner. What the heck kind of deal is that of a guy who's rolling in millions or I think billions? Is that the word? I don't know. But then you go to Cardone Capital /disclosure, read everything else, and then look at the lawsuits that have been filed. I'm telling you the truth, guys. I'm telling you why. But I tell you what, I will follow up with this. I think you had an amazing time at that event. I think you met some incredible people. I think you saw Grant and all of his awesomeness, being able to motivate and get people there. But
kinda
the question
is, led you to believe that it would be worth $1,000.
Yeah, it's worth $1,000. But it's not worth saying, here's $100,000. Or talking to the doctor and saying, I've got $2 million in my IRA. I'm just going to give you $2 million.
You know, I never really did research of negative stuff in general from him. I mean, he's still out there. I know he just bought a house in Malibu. He's very interesting, charismatic, you know. It's a very interesting story, even how he almost got killed when he was selling drugs. You know, back in the day, I just find them a very interesting, person. There's not that many people. Actually, no, I find it interesting too, because actually I didn't do it, but normally he has, what is it, the yearly, the 10X thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he had Trump on there, which I didn't see the whole.
And Trump was the first speaker of the 10X this year.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he wouldn't tell anybody who the guests were. So I had all these people that were at the event center and all of a sudden, boom, there they go.
You know, actually, I think it was amazing because the last one he was in Vegas, it was at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
And he never tells you who the guests are, and just people come out. And it was like Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm. It was different people. It was actually all these different actors and people. But it was very, very good because you don't know who's coming on.
Let me explain what that is. That's called the power of association. And we'll talk about that in future broadcasts. It's how to brand yourself, how to get yourself out there. You associate with people that are considered actors, people that are important, it's the same group that goes to the club and they want to pop the bottles, Dave. Okay? If you put yourself around those people, tell me where you want to be and I'll show me who you're around. I'll make you successful.
And I'll tell you.
Guaranteed. Sure. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're dealing with.
Well, there's actually some sayings that they say, like, the more hands that you shake, the more money you make, or the people that you associate with.
That's right. If you want to be a millionaire, hang out with millionaires. If you want to be a doctor and you want to understand medical and understand the PDR back and forth, then hang out with people that understand it. You know, tell me who your friends are, and I'll show you where you're going to be.
All right. So in regards, we'll move past Grant Cardone, because like I said, I guess people, you do enough research to find out with him.
Sure.
So you're not a fan of him. I don't know his whole background.
No, and I'm not.
I like his marketing. I like him, you know, in general, but I don't really know.
Yeah, let me be clear. I have nothing personal against the guy. I just don't think I would pay more than $1,000 to hear him do his spiel, because I could probably do the same spiel for $1,000 and be just probably better than him.
Hmm. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you're my new speaker for events or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so let's talk about, so in regards to, okay, right now with your business, Western Capital International,
uh-huh.
Just to recap. So if someone can call you, if they have issues for debt collection, credit problems, coaching and mentorship, mm-hmm. right? If they were sexual abuse victims, they need to know how this works in regards right. to helping their credit. What else am I missing? School debt situation. What's your take on the school debt with Biden saying that, like, he's going to wipe away school debt? And then what happens to the people that actually paid their school? Like, is it fair to those people? I haven't been following it to the T.
Right.
Danny, what's your take on it? Danny owes $550,000 still in school.
That's okay. Yeah, we got you.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Listen, I wasn't smart enough to go to a real college, so I don't have a lot of debt.
That's okay.
He was street smart.
But, I mean, that's definitely a thing. I mean, and I think, you know, I don't want to get political on here, but I will, that the Democrats are losing right now, and they're going to lose in November. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's going to be a sweep. And I could see them doing this just for votes.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you think the same thing, right?
Well, all I ask you is to look at results. That's all I say to people. Look at the results and look at the numbers.
Right.
The other day I was watching CNN, and I watched Biden turn around in a circle like this, and he was shaking hands with an imaginary person.
I saw it too.
Okay, that's the same guy that's going to determine whether your student debt's paid off. I rest my case. So, you know what? I don't know. I know what they've promised. I know what they've said. And I know that there's a lot of people in power that are pushing forward for it. Just like a lot of you guys were when we all got shut down for COVID. How many of you applied for PPP, EIDL? Those are federal loans that you were able to get. How many people applied for unemployment? And how many of you sat on the phone every single day? And it rang and rang and rang. So guess what? After about 3 weeks of that, guess what we had to do for our clients? We started litigating. We actually went there and we started talking to the governor, and we actually told them this is the way it's going to work. And we went national, and I'm talking national television. And things changed really, really quick because they had people quitting that were in charge of the operation that just didn't understand. You know, people do not have to wait for their money when it's given them, when they're deserving of it. We had so many clients that were in that situation.
How did you, so I'm familiar, like people would call me in regards to the PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance uh-huh. Program, and I was trying to refer them to different people because I felt bad and I was knowing, you know, the problem, so I'm trying to help people. I don't think I was that effective. I mean, I was trying to tell them to call different people. Eventually, people got it.
Right.
But like, what were you doing? You were like, going behind the scenes, like with the governor, and
well, let me tell you, let me tell you exactly what happened. First of all, I believe what they were saying. They had a director. The director was somebody who was supposed to have power. The director quit. Somebody put a picture up of her house. She quits. The governor doesn't know what's going on, so they have an interim director. Then that interim director quits, and then another person quits. And so all of a sudden, they say, well, you know what? Our technology is like, you know, 100 years outdated. They're using like a Windows, I don't know, what was before 95? It was ridiculous. It's crazy. So they couldn't handle all the claims.
Right.
So they set up a new portal, but they didn't have the staff. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have a staff. And the governor's standing there, hey, that's really nice, guys. But you'll get your money eventually. We'll retro pay you. No. I have to feed my kids today.
Exactly.
Today.
The rent is due today.
That's right.
Exactly.
We can't make excuses.
Yeah, and we talked about rent. Boy, I'm passionate about that too.
There was people on unemployment that didn't receive a check for 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months. And then when people say, you know, the progressives are saying, let's turn this country into socialism, I think this. They gave us $3,000 for the pandemic and said good luck.
Yep. Right.
They gave people $3,000 for 2 years and said good luck.
And
up
said
the prices at the grocery stores.
Yeah, and said stay home. Think about that. You're driving down the strip, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, where is everybody? They're all hidden out at their home. Now, here's a problem, guys. Some of these people, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. This is where we're talking live, guys, around the world. People are still not sure what to do. There's no clear directive. There's no leadership of saying, go out, you're free now. You're allowed to go out. They're sitting at home. They don't go out of their house. Right. They sit in their house for 7, 8, 9, 10 days because they're afraid they're going to get this whatever.
Right.
Okay? Now, does the shot work? Does it not work? I don't know if I can get into that, but that's the kind of stuff, that's the leadership we're dealing with.
Right.
How do you handle that? How do you handle that with Mrs. Jones, who's 80 years old?
Right.
It's actually interesting you're saying that because no one, like the president hasn't said, like, go back and live your normal life.
No.
Like, he's no. just...
And did you notice that Fauci changes his mind every once in a while?
Well, I guess he's trying to watch The Strand and, yeah. you know, back and forth, right?
Yeah, he just, yeah.
So.
A lot of data, but it's.
Right. All right, so in regards to the PUA, mm-hmm. what did you do differently? Like, when I was trying to help people, and I really wasn't, like, perfect with it whatsoever, I was telling them to call your local politician, you know, different people. What should have they done if they didn't know you?
Here's what happened.
If we had to go back in time.
No, what we did is we had a huge advertising blitz on online. So people then, they would type in Nevada PUA, and we would be the first one. They would call us. We would contact all the representatives. We'd send letters. We'd send faxes. We would contact people in Washington. We would be... How do I say this? Their worst nightmare. We don't just sit there and play and dial on the phone all day long.
But
that's exactly what mm-hmm. we did. And when they would get results, we'd do testimonial videos for these people. And then they would get their friends. And they would say, well, I'm tired of waiting on the phone. I mean, literally, people would sit for 10 hours a day
yes.
on the phone. And maybe you know people like that. Is that fair? Is that right?
It's not fair.
No.
It was horrible.
No, it was horrible.
Yep.
And you know what? We decided at that point that we're going to do one thing. We're going to give them one chance. And then we're going to litigate.
So here's a question for you. What did it cost, if you don't mind me asking, when you did that? Did it come out of what the money they would receive? Because you couldn't afford to do this for free, right, your company?
Almost for free. Because it was an issue, Dave, that we make enough money doing what we do during normal times that we did not need to charge what we would charge. It's not moral. It's not right. And I told my team that, you know, it's not right to charge somebody even $5,000 to do this. We're helping people for very, very small amounts of money because they cannot put food on their table.
You know, the problem with it is that most people wouldn't know to call you. You know, like some people right. were calling me or I was on Facebook.
They don't have the resources.
And, you know, it was kind of a sad situation. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little bit like desensitized about it because I was actually working the whole way through everything. Like I was showing up to the office. Like I did too. So it was a weird situation for me.
I was out in the field, actually at hospitals, putting myself at risk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess.
You know, so it's a different situation. Like a lot of people were home just watching mm-hmm. people say Netflix, or when they got their checks, they were going to Walmart to buy TVs and stuff like that, you know?
And when, we talk about that, and this is something I'm so passionate about, because during that period of time, people could do one of two things. They can either sit on the couch, eat bonbons, and watch Netflix, or they can pivot and create their own dynasty and their own new adventure. What do they want to do? A lot of people are still sitting home waiting for that adventure to happen because they didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And there's no more unemployment. And it's not coming back. So guess what? Those are the two choices. Either I'm going to do something or I'm just going to wait for somebody else to put the hand out and give it to me.
I'm sorry. Going back to one thing, which I kind of think we jumped, in regards to school debt. So what's your thoughts? Do you think that he's going to do it,
yes.
Biden?
Yes, yes, I think he will. I think he's not going to have any choice. I think that the government is going to require him. I'm not sure the number, but I would say minimum $5,000, maybe $10,000. I say it's going to happen one of these midnight deals they have in D.C.
I agree.
And I think it won't be on TV. It'll probably be on CNN or excuse me.
So you're saying $5,000 to $10,000 off.
$5,000 to $10,000 off. Now, if you're a nurse or somebody that there's a very, very
licensing
sensitive area of people who are the protected class, right? Those people we don't want to mess with. Can you imagine messing with a doctor and after he's ready to almost commit suicide because he's worked 100 hours a week? That's real. That's real. Okay, talk to a nurse that are traveling right now. They're making $130,000 a year to be traveling nurses. They're done. They can't handle it, guys. So those people deserve to have their student debt completely wiped away. And we stand for them. And if I get a call from somebody saying that I want my student debt, we're going to go after them hard. And because they already made the commitment, right?
Right.
And I guess you could say politics are politics, but if you promise me, you better be prepared to back it up.
So $5,000 to $10,000 for the average person, but first responders, you're saying that the people that work through this pandemic, they should have total debt. School debt relief, is that what they're called?
I would give them complete forgiveness of their school debt. I would give them that. And this is something that really, I don't know whether we should talk about it, but I'll talk about it. It's interesting. Do you realize there were more suicides during the pandemic
than the people that passed away?
Than people that passed away for COVID. Now, if you went for a car accident and you have something that relates to a comorbidity, and any doctors out there that are watching this understand, you guys were required to write people up for COVID. Not cool. Because guess what? We figured that out. So people were killing themselves because they couldn't handle it. There are not enough mental health practitioners, and they are on the edge right now. And everybody right now is so, so completely just scattered. They still have no direction.
Why is this the first time that I'm hearing about this?
There's a lot of stuff that people in the normal media do not talk about.
That's
they don't
disturbing.
Want to, they do not want to talk about this because all it does is it causes dissension, it causes accountability issues, and people have a great sense of understanding when they're sitting behind their big desk making $300,000 a year, they think they're the king. And they will do anything they can to protect that. So we challenge that. You're not the king. Stop. And that's how we handle it. And that's why you didn't hear about it. And that's the reality. We have friends at every one of the television stations. They did stories. We would do one-on-one stories. People were homeless. They didn't do anything about it until we actually got involved. We started calling and we started using names and blasting names around the world.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay, what's your take now? So the economy is basically changing. Let's talk a little bit about the rates and about real estate of your perspective, your point of view. You live in Vegas.
Yep.
Basically, people that are watching this is more the local market of Vegas, Henderson, North Las Vegas.
Okay.
What's your take right now today, this week? You know, rates have gone up.
Yeah, today is a great day. I mean, today is a perfect day to explain this. The rates went up 0.5 basis points. So we're at 5.5%. During the pandemic, we were as close as to zero as you can get. Now, let's run that for a second. People say, how's the real estate market? Well, now in order for you to buy a house, it's 5.5% minimum with perfect credit. But you're competing against people like me who are representing the corporate interest and we're buying stuff way overpriced right now because that's what they've figured their matrices allow. So it's not fair. It's not fair. But you know what? It's 5.5 now. Next month, probably 6,
right.
And then 6.5,
right.
And then 7. Because they're just going to say, well, we lost all this money during that time. We have to make it up, don't we? What do you do?
So the goal with it is by raising the rate, right, is
yeah.
to stop the housing market to increase.
Right.
But some people will say that it's a different time than it was in 2009
and,
because of the supply and demand issue is what's taking place.
That's obvious because today the Dow closed it up almost 1,000 points. Follow that for a second. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up over 1,000 points today. At the beginning of the thing in 2009, 29 or 2000, help me for a second.
2009, right?
Yeah, it was the, excuse me, 19, it was the, everybody was jumping off the buildings. Help me out, guys.
I feel like that was like when it was going into 2000. Crash?
Yeah, it was the crash. Everybody was going crazy. No, it was bad. Yeah, 2008 was bad too. But this is back in the day when everybody had no
I mean, like
food.
The stock market, like 1986, like 19, Great Depression?
Yeah, exactly. Depression? Yeah, 1919 or something. I don't know. I
want to say it was 1999 yeah. when there was going into 2000.
Yeah, yeah, and so what happened is all these people got
they
into
They committed to
it. Yeah, and they were just like, and that's
the world
and
that, is ending.
Yeah, the world's ending. Over probably 600 points.
Right.
Now, we've gone down 1,000 points last week and 1,000 points today. What is that? 1,000, that's 2,000 points. Why am I not hearing about that on NBC? Mm. If I'm an analyst for NBC and I'm sitting here trying to talk to you about buying crypto or buying stocks, or I'm trying to show you exactly how to make yourself financially well off, giving you an opportunity to be financially successful, and you find out that they're not talking about what's real, mm-hmm. What's the reason? Why not? And why is nobody complaining today? It's a great question, I think.
Okay, so for the people that are listening, that just like average consumers, the average person living in Vegas.
Yes.
In regards to real estate, interest rates are going up.
Yes.
Housing is going up as well. What's your take in regards to buying a house?
I'm not buying anything in Las Vegas unless I can get it for less than market value. I refuse to pay a premium. I will not walk into your house and say, your house last year was worth $300,000. This year it's worth $440,000, and I'm going to give you $600,000. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not buying anything.
The problem is the value is changing on a monthly basis.
It is.
$50,000, $100,000.
Right.
So what is the real market value?
Well, go back and run an analytics.
Look at 2009.
Run the analytics and figure it out before all this started. That's real, you know. Now we're dealing with the Federal Reserve is a mess. So they just don't want what happened in 2008 to happen now. So they've been piggybacking and building up the market. So it's all artificial. It's not even real money.
The sad part is that I'm not sure if you guys have followed this at all, but a lot of mortgage agents are losing their job now, like 20, 30% of mortgage agents. So I would say tomorrow more mortgage agents will lose their job. I mean, how many people that is all of the United States of America? I mean, I don't know, but still people losing jobs because the rates are just going up. And then no one's refinancing, no one's buying homes. So those people losing their
jobs.
And
I think a lot of people, they're trying to buy now because I think the question is, when is the best time to buy?
Not
and
now.
But to everybody, it feels like, well, now is not the best time. Yeah. 5 years ago, it wasn't the best time. 2008 wasn't the best time, et cetera, et cetera. So now that, you know, COVID and everything has gone on, when is the best time?
As David said, I think I would go back to right before COVID, backtrace a year, look at what was happening then. That was real. That was before the Federal Reserve got involved. That was before the basis rates were changed. That was before the forced manipulation of the money, the monetary system. We, you know, you guys realize we printed, and I want to, I don't have the exact numbers, but do you realize, let's say there was $1 trillion in, and I'm just going to make this up, $1 trillion in currency that was printed prior to COVID. Now there's $3 trillion. That's not the number. It's a lot more than that. They went out and they just increased the money supply. They just printed it.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Right. Who knows, right?
Who was asking the question, right?
Yep.
Who's asking the question? Nobody's asking what happened, no, because nobody knows. Nobody on NBC says, today we're going to try to figure out exactly what happened, why we printed it three times the amount of money, and how are we going to ever pay off this debt? We're just going to kick the can down the road. It's a serious, serious problem.
I got a question about the Vegas housing. It's always going to be up here now with people moving from California. I think our rents, even rents, are sky high. You're talking a one bedroom now is going for $1,700-$1,800 here, especially in like the Green Valley area, Summerlin area. They're high.
You know, they're not high. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And what I worry about is I worry about these single moms. What about these people that are living here that love our city, that love the Vegas experience?
They're going to have to move somebody in.
They're going to have to move out.
Or move out,
because
yes.
Nobody can handle. I don't know a lot of people that can handle a $1,000 increase in rent.
I know.
Now, why is that happening? That's a question, because it's happening in Los Angeles. It's happening in San Francisco. It's happening all over the country. Why is it happening? Because you have landlords that have owned portfolios, and those portfolios lost money during the valuation because everybody was on the moratorium, and they were told that they could stay home and not pay their rent. And guess what? Now they're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So now they're trying to make up that money. That's right. What's happening. And so all those people are now having to pay a lot more money, $1,000 more for that one-bedroom apartment.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Well, the crazy thing about it is, we'll share with you, you know, it's weird timing, because if interest rate is 5.5 or 6, what's the interest rate if you're paying rent of $2,000 a month? It's actually 100%, because basically that money is going to garbage. It's not going anywhere. So you have to take that into consideration, especially if there's programs where you can leverage where it's like no money down or assistance types of programs. But it's just a weird market. And again, I think with California, people that are coming here because they have $1 million, they could still go buy a home here for $400,000 or $500,000 and still put $500,000 in the bank. So I it's just an interesting time. Plus, there's no extra inventory. Like, you know, 2009, all the new real estate developers had thousands and thousands of homes. So now there's a waiting list, and they're trying to do it slowly as well, because the next phase is worth $50,000 more. It's just a crazy time in general. But, and then the problem is that the rents are so much more money. And then also the hedge fund companies are buying the apartment complexes, raising the rent. And they're also buying, right, the single family homes, and they're raising their rents too. So the bottom is, you got nowhere to go.
Like, so remember, you and I were talking last night, and I told you about, I own part of a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
People came in and they were making offers on property a year ago, and the houses were being built. Now they want $150,000 more than what they agreed to for escalation. As a builder, and we're at vpdnevada.com, vpdnevada, you can see what we do. We work with big commercial projects. But I'm buying businesses right now because everybody wants to give up. So as they give up, I buy. That's kind of the way we do it.
Okay.
But there's not enough labor. There's not enough materials. And the materials that are available are impossible to purchase. So what do you do, Dave?
Because they're very expensive.
What do you do? It's insane. So how can I honestly sit here and talk to our viewers and tell them that it's okay to go spend money right now? I understand your point. When you dollar cost average rent versus whatever, and if that's your only option, I get that. But I don't have an answer for that, my friend. I don't.
And going back to what I was saying earlier, it's crazy because, again, when is the best time to buy? Everybody's kind of tired of just waiting because it seems like it's never the right time, right? I see a lot of people buying right now, a lot. And I'm like, okay, are they getting into this fixed rate that's just going to be terrible for them? Are they doing it just to say that they did it?
How about variable rate?
That's the interest, right?
Uh-huh. So in other words, it's 5.5 today, but what's it going to be in 6 months?
Exactly. Right. And that's what caused the whole thing in 2008, correct?
Exactly. So well, what have we done? We've kicked the can down the road, and what's going to happen? I can't tell you.
Do you think it is going to crash then? You're going to come down?
I don't think we're going to have a crash like we did in 2008.
Right.
Because I think there's been some safeguards put in, but your point is well taken.
But the variable, it depends upon the mortgage product. So there's different mortgage products that are out that's there. Right. I mean, if it's going to be a set rate, in which most people have a set rate in general, it's not going to be variable. You know, fixed rate is the new standard, but years ago in 2009 it was different, right? It depended upon the certain indexes, which a lot of people don't really understand, right, like the LIBOR, these different things. Right. Things will change in regards to the markets. But the bottom line is, so you feel at this point in time that you wouldn't buy.
No.
But for a regular person that has a family that's in Vegas that's working, you still would say not buy and still rent and basically just wait it out?
Yes.
Because the truth of the matter
until I find out what's going on with the you made a point.
Right.
Once we figure out the election, once we figure out what's going on in Washington, and we see some consistency, and we see these people holding up to their promises, then I'll consider it.
It's a weird time. I will say this. I mean,
by the way, we do Airbnb. We own houses in Hawaii, Las Vegas, and Utah. We can't rent some of them because of regulations, but we have to charge so much because of the regulations. So even no matter how much you try to help, you still have so many things that are in your way.
I'm not sure if you know, but my wife does real estate.
Yep.
And
by the way, I watch her all the time.
People for six months ago or a year ago, anyone that she dealt with, they had 50 grand or 100 grand or 150 grand in equity. I mean, where can you actually create that financial wealth, even though it's on paper? And the question is, if you sell it, where are you going to go?
Because let me ask you a question. Here's the dichotomy. David, congratulations. You have $200,000 in equity, right? I'm going to get my checkbook out. I'm going to write you a check for your house. You now have a stack of $200,000 in cash in front of you.
What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with you and your kids, Dave?
Well, you have to move to Utah or somewhere like that.
No, you can't. No, it's Texas. Like, it's way expensive. You've got
to have to move to like another place. That's much cheaper.
You're, there's no answer.
Yeah. I mean, you have to really have to move. I
never thought of it that way.
No, you're in West Virginia or in the Appalachian.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's just the equity. That's not even the value of your home.
No, right? But it's fake money. Right. Because I just gave Dave $200,000 in cash.
You still need a place to live.
Yeah, I gave Dave $200,000 in a place to live, or $200,000 in cash, and he can't take care of his kids. He can't even get an apartment for that.
All right, so in regards to real estate, we get at this point in time, it's like kind of like, in your opinion, it's like to hold off, see what's going on with the government, see what's going on with politics, see the future in general.
Yeah.
It's just a weird time. I mean, there's no perfect answer with it in general, but the thing is, if you're paying $2,500 or $3,000 a month and you're able to go get a loan, you're hoping and praying that 6 months or a year that you're going to have equity because of the crazy market.
But so just let me it goes both ways. You made a comment a second ago. Mm-hmm. You said that those loan officers are going to be what? They're going to be unemployed. So my next question is going to be to you, Dave. How long is it going to take to get these people who are on you're talking about approved for financing and to be able to get those deals? Because they're going to lay them off. People with Zillow laid off a tremendous number of people because they did the same thing. So there's your answer right there. What do you do? And you said it yourself that people are losing their jobs, and that's probably going to happen tomorrow.
Sad to say, I was going to say that you have to look for people that are losing their jobs that are distressed, just like you're buying businesses that are distressed.
Taking it over.
That's the opportunity. Yeah.
But we're not a vulture. We're not paying vultures. True. These Western capital.
No, I'm just saying that's the problem, that people lose their houses, and then that's where you get a foreclosure. But these days, I also think that the government's getting involved where there's like forbearance, and then the government's not allowing people to go into foreclosure because of these programs.
Think of this for a second. You're told at the beginning of the pandemic, you're going to go into foreclosure, you're going to go into forbearance. True? What does forbearance mean? Forbearance means you don't pay your mortgage for 18 months. True? No. Because guess what? At the end of the 18 months, what do you have to do? You have to qualify. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you have to have the government, you have to underwrite the actual loan to make sure that you can qualify. Well, Rob, I don't have a job. You told me not to work. Wait a second. You told me I was going to have the loans put on the number put at the end of the loan.
On the back end.
However, I don't qualify because I'm not making $8,000 a month anymore because the casino closed down that I was working at.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
You're saying that they have to qualify at the end of the end of the period of time?
I'm saying people need to do their research and look exactly what's happening.
I mean, you got to be careful what you're signing and figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. We have about 7 to 10 minutes left in regards to the hour podcast. Let's jump into one thing because you mentioned before in regards to Bitcoin.
Okay.
What's your take on Bitcoin? I will share with you. I went to the event center the other day to take a look at it. They were talking about Bitcoin, you know, the metaverse, and there's like, You know, you could actually buy real estate in the metaverse world, which is a digital world. I heard that people were buying digital land next to Snoop Dogg's house in the digital metaverse. I was like lost. I felt like I was in the Matrix. Yeah. Like they're talking about buying land. So I made a joke to, does a licensed real estate agent need to be licensed in the digital metaverse world? So it's kind of a whole new thing. I literally thought I need someone to.
No, I'll make it. I'll put it.
So Bitcoin, metaverse.
I'll make it really, really simple.
People nuts?
That makes absolutely no sense to me. Because think about where is this metaverse? Let's just assume it's right here. Okay?
I'm with you. This
right?
is stupid.
It's a metaverse and we're all going to invest. We're all going to invest all this money, right? And if you want to buy a piece of property, it's going to cost you $1 million. What? Now, Bitcoin's a different animal. Bitcoin, there's a certain number of Bitcoins. I have a dollar cost average of $1,150 per unit from when I bought. And we haven't sold one unit. And you don't have to be a genius to run the numbers. But we do not sell. And we did it. We got very, very lucky.
Just because it's a limited supply.
Because there's a limited supply and we bought at the right time. And we've been holding it and we refuse to sell. He wouldn't hit $45,000 or 40-something thousand, wouldn't sell. Because it varies ridiculously. It's hard. I mean, you don't track it every day or you just go nuts.
I had someone on the show about a year ago and he was saying, which I thought was interesting because I like people when they have different strategy. They said that you should buy at least a minimum of 2/3 of one Bitcoin for at least if I have 3 kids, at least have 2/3 of one Bitcoin for each child. That you don't even need the full Bitcoin because of the limited supply. That you just need to have that small portion for your child to basically have like $1 million in the future. What's your take on that strategy?
I think that's amazing. I say 3 things. That strategy, gold, silver, and food.
I heard about food.
Gold, silver, and food.
When you say food, like what am I buying now? I'm buying Fruit Loops and buying
Apple. Okay, so when was the last thing you went to the grocery store? How many shelves were empty? Where do you think we're going, guys? We're in the middle of a war right now. People say we're not in the middle of a war.
All the non-perishables are...
But we're not seeing on national news, are we? They're not saying, oh, no, we're short. But guys, you know that we have over 170 ships right now outside of Long Beach?
Mm-hmm.
They're unloading right now, Halloween from last year. Let me say that again. They're unloading right now, Halloween from last year.
Wow.
Christmas hasn't even come up yet. Yeah. So that's reality. 170 ships, and you know what they did? They pushed them out 1 mile so they can't be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an infrastructure issue because how do you get the property from where they're dropping the containers to get the driver to take it to the warehouse there's a logistical issue here. So Amazon, you know what they did? They just went out and bought their own. They said to heck with it. They went out and just said we're gonna do our own. That was amazing. And that's the benefit of being Amazon. You can just do what you want. But
okay, so in regards to back to Bitcoin. Any strategy that you feel like the other guy mentioned, he was the Bitcoin like whisperer. Any strategies that you want to share that you think would be good for a regular person, consumer that has a little bit of money? Do you believe buy $100 a month of Bitcoin?
No.
Like, where do you start?
I'll tell you what. Yes, I'll tell you what. If you ever see Bitcoin at $30,000 or less, buy.
Okay.
Not 31,000, not 39, not 29. Well, if it goes 29, fine. Buy 30,000.
Under 30,000. What's the lowest that it went recently in the pandemic? What was the?
Oh, it was
a year ago.
It's all over the place. I mean, you can look at the map. It's like this.
So why 30,000? What's your take?
That's the benchmark of where I've seen the lowest. I mean, because you're losing $3,000 in a day. I mean, it's crazy sometimes. But it was up to 45,000 the other day, and then it went down. I mean, so I don't even pay attention to it anymore.
Some people say being volatile is actually a good situation.
It could be, but it's great for guys like me who bought in at $1,120 a unit. Think about that. That's a lot of money. We don't sell.
Got it. Okay, in regards to your company, with a few minutes left in general, what are we missing in regards to what you do? Bottom line is, I mean, you're like one of the problem solvers as well, where that's why we're connecting together, because you're helping a lot of people. Debt collections, credit problems, school debt, real estate. I mean, you're basically giving, you know, knowledge and experience in regards to that. Bitcoin, I think you're being motivational. What is your company... What are we missing that Western Capital International does?
I think that sums it
covers
up.
It all?
That sums it up because we're just like you. We get phone calls all day long and emails and hundreds of people that request our help. And we work out. We will do anything just like you do because I know you get calls. We'll do anything we can to help the people.
What's the main number for people to call?
Okay, guys, we have a toll-free number in the United States. For anybody around the world, the local number you got to dial is 702-219-219. 3624. Make sure you use the prefix in your local area, wherever, whatever country you're in. In the United States, you can dial 1-800-373-8913. Our venture capital department is extension 712, and that'll go directly to one of my VCs, and they assist me. So 1-800-373-8913. You can also find us on the web. You can send us an email. Send it to robert@wcibank.com. If you're looking for financial assistance with your business, you need to get some money, just go to WCI Bank, B-A-N-K, and fill out the application. We'll be able to get it underwritten for you. That's what we do, Dave. That's what we do, and it's a lot of stuff that works.
With your company, do you actually have someone that's coaching and motivational as well, or not really?
Yes.
So you actually can, you have coaches and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So am I missing anything else that you do? Am I covered everything?
Oh, no. When I leave here, I'm going to go home and watch Netflix and just chill, honestly. Seriously, I can't.
Watch Ozark?
Yeah, because, think about it. There is no way a human being could be this amped all the time and be this direct and this lasered. But we're talking about people's lives here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I leave here, I turn it off and then I go home and I'm just like normal again.
Good for you.
You see, that's what I'm able to do, because when I was younger, I couldn't do that. I didn't have that ability to stop. So yeah, that's exactly what I do. And I just will chill out until somebody calls at 4 o'clock in the morning and said they're in jail. And that's exactly what happened the other day. Crazy.
Okay. So the bottom line is that Robert Paisola with Western Capital International, CEO and president, is available as one of our problem solvers to help people.
Absolutely.
And again, 702-219-3624 is a local number. 1-800-373-8913, extension 712 in regards to venture capitalists.
Mm-hmm. Venture capital.
Venture capital.
And then send an email to Robert at mycollector, mycollector.org. And if you guys want to know what I did during the pandemic, we have articles like the front page of the London newspaper all over. So we had a huge press campaign during that period, because mm-hmm. I had to do something, right? You know, so you can see all that at westerncapital.org.
What I'm going to do is on the problemsolver.vegas, which is actually like an instant web app, I'm going to add your information on there.
Okay.
Different resources that you do in general. And of course, you know, with Robert, you know, with any information that you get, of course, you want to evaluate every situation. Everyone's different. You get a different opinions. Everyone's a little bit different. Like we talked about Bitcoin, you know, you're saying under 30,000 buy. Some people say buy 2/3 of one coin. Some say buy $100 a month every single month. Everyone's different strategy. So definitely, you know, do the research in regards to it. For debt collection, credit problems, school debt, like all that stuff, that seems like your main thing.
No, we're massively, we're experts at that. So if you have an issue with credit, make sure you just reach out to us and we'll help you. Guys, one thing I want to tell you is if you do contact us, let us know that you came through the problem solvers, because we get so many calls and we get backed up and there are literally people waiting right now because we just don't have the teams assembled that can handle this type of problem. And the problem is because Vegas is just a crisis right now. I mean, think about it. All the people that are... We've talked about the housing issue and the money. So, right. Yeah. But just make sure you let us know that you saw us on the show, and we'll get right to it. We'll work with Dave's team, and we'll work one-on-one and get that resolved.
Okay, Robert, thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, Danny, thanks so much for helping co-host. Same thing with Beja as well. Every single week on The Problem Solver, amazing people like Robert helping people. And there's a lot of people that are out there helping people in different ways, and that's the reason why I'm bringing on, you know, different leaders and community activists and business owners. Someone like Robert, who's like a consultant and has a company helping people solve problems, is very, very important. Of course, you know, do as much research as you want on Robert, his company. Again, the goal is to finding a solution. Everyone's in a different situation. So again, as the problem solver, please go to theproblemsolver.vegas in regards to getting resources, information from Robert will be on our site. If you need to contact me and me to connect you to Robert as well, you can reach me at 702-999-1111. Again, 702-999-1111 to help anything that we do to help people in general. Again, remember, if people need employment, whether it's housing, whether it's real estate, a mortgage agent, they got into an accident, they're injured. We do also work with a network of attorneys through Las Vegas Legal Network in order to get people help. So I'm available 24/7 if you need some help. Again, I am the problem solver, retired police officer helping people every single week. Again, be safe, and we'll see you next week. Yeah.